So, if you face obstacles and if you're not very advanced, then are those obstacles coming by our own past karma or are they actually coming by Krishna's plan? Actually, it's not that the two are exclusive. No, Krishna's plan can also work through our karma. That means certain problems may come because of our karma. But if we take shelter of him, Krishna can bring good even out of the bad. Bad things will happen in life. That's the result of our past karma. But Krishna can bring good out of the bad also. So for us, if we start getting too analytical about why this is happening, where this is coming from, is this coming from past karma? Is this coming from Krishna's plan? We don't have to focus on that. Rather than focusing on where this is coming from, we should focus on where this is taking me. Let me see how this can take me towards Krishna. In the Bhagavatam third canto, at the start, there is this incident where Duryodhana speaks very harsh words to Vidura. He says, Vidura, we have maintained you, but you are a traitor. You are like a prostitute who just goes and works for anyone else. So you are, while living with us, while being maintained by us, you are favoring the Pandavas. You are a traitor. Therefore, get out of here. And the only thing you can take is with you is your breath. So normally, also this will be a big insult for anyone to speak like this to a Kshatriya. And that too, for a junior to speak this to a senior. Vidura is one generation older than it. It's a grievous insult. And Vidura is naturally, even when you say somebody is pure devotee, that is not pure devotee. Even when you say they are pure devotee, that does not mean that they don't have human emotions. They have. But this test of our devotion is not that we don't feel human emotions, but it is that we don't let those emotions alone determine our actions. We immediately try to return, as soon as possible, we return back to our mood of service to Krishna and think how I can serve Krishna. So there it is said that although Duryodhana spoke these words under the influence of the external energy, under the influence of Mahamaya, out of his own greed for the kingdom, out of his own envy for the Pandavas, out of his own arrogance and his own strength, he spoke these words. But Vidura saw these words as the arrangement of the internal energy of the Lord. He says, by these words, now I can leave the kingdom. I don't have to fight on the side of the Kauravas. I won't have to fight against the Pandavas. So and he said, let me just go on a pilgrimage and let me go closer to my Lord. So the point is that as devotees, we need to see every situation as a way to go closer to Krishna. So specifically, why that situation came, it's very, very difficult to know. If I'm walking along the road, going out, and I slip and fall. Or did I slip because of my past karma? Or did I slip because somebody has spilled water over there? Well, it can be anything. It may be both. No, it is because of my past karma that I fall. But it is because of somebody's present mistake that the water was spilled over there. So as we start analyzing, Krishna says, Gahana Karmano Gati. So we have to just see in a way, okay, whatever has happened, what is the best thing I can do in this situation? How can I serve Krishna in this situation? And it is not that Krishna's plan is only for his devotees or only for his pure devotees. Krishna is there in the hearts of everyone. He's there in the hearts of the demons also. No, what is he there for? There's nothing in the hearts of the demons that is attractive for Krishna. But Krishna is there also. Why is he there? Because he cares for everyone. So it is Krishna's love for us is not based on who we are. It is based on who he is. He is the benefactor of all living beings. Surudam Sarva Bhutanam. So 5.29 Gita says that he's the well-wisher of all living beings. So Krishna's love for us is based on who he is. He is the all-loving, all-merciful Lord of everyone. Of course, our experience of his love is based on who we are. If we are too attached to material things, we won't perceive Krishna's love. Sun will always give light, but if our eyes are closed, we can't see the sunlight. Like that, If we are too materially attached, we can't perceive Krishna's love so much. But still, Krishna always loves us. So we should not think that because I'm not a serious devotee, so Krishna doesn't care for me. Krishna cares for everyone. But the more purer our devotion, the more we reciprocate positively with Krishna's care. But it's not that Krishna doesn't care for, he cares even for the demons. In Kulashekhar Maharaj's prayer, he says that Ma bhir mandamano vichintaya yamishchiram yatana. He says that don't worry, O mind, that I have done so many sins and that I'm going to get so much suffering because of that. He says, why don't worry? He says, because he says that Papa Ripava Swami Nanu Shridhara. He says, your Lord is the enemy of sin. He is the Lord of the Goddess of Fortune. He will bring fortune in your life. And he says that Lokasya Vyasanapanodhan Karo. That he actually removes the problems of even ordinary people. Now, millions of people come to the temple, the churches, the mosques. How many of them are pure devotees? And they still keep coming. That is, something must be working for them. They must be getting some solution. That's why they keep coming. So the Lord solves problems even of the people who are just coming for no relationship with Him, just for solving their problems. So He says, if the Lord is solving their problems also, then why will He not solve the problems of those who are trying to devote their life to Him? Alasyam vipaniya bhakti sulabham dhyayasvanarayana. He says, just give up laziness, give up doubt, give up lethargy and just devote yourself to the Lord. You devote yourself to Him, He will take care of you. That's Kulashekhar Maharaj's prayer. So we should not think that the Lord's love for us depends on the purity of our devotion. He always loves us. The more pure our devotion, the better we reciprocate with Him. But He always cares for us. And whatever is happening for us, even if it is because of a past karma, the Lord's plan can act even through that. So Krishna always wants to help us. And if we think, how can I serve Him in this situation? Then we let Him help us. Without our cooperation, He can't help us. So by our submissive service attitude, by our desire, Krishna, how can I serve in this situation? We open ourselves to getting His help. Does that answer your question?
Thank you.
Thank you. Yes, Prabhu. Till what time should we go on? Okay. Yes, Prabhu.